Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 143, Become a Jedi, How the Force Can Help You Get in Shape, part one, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hello there, happy 1st of February, and welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Usually I read a full post to you every day, but sometimes I break them up so that the episode isn't too long. And today is one of those days. I'll read half of the post today and wrap up the rest tomorrow. Now that we're in February already, I can't believe it, my brain starts to turn towards the Super Bowl. So for those of you that don't live in the US, this is where the two supposedly best American football teams come together head to head. This will happen this Sunday and fight for the title of best football team this year. It's usually an event where those who have set the New Year's resolution to diet are going to basically fall off the wagon because there's always food like buffalo wings, pizza, everything and anything fried, lots and lots of sweets and desserts and sodas and alcohol. You get the idea. So as you can see, it's really easy to fall off the wagon. If this describes you, I understand. If this happens, just get right back on the horse on Monday. But I digress. Before we get to the post, if you didn't know already, this is one of four podcasts where we read blogs to you. So if you like the format of this show, make sure you check out our other ones. My brother hosts Optimal Living Daily, where he reads you the best personal development and productivity blogs. Optimal Finance Daily covers blogs that are all about saving money and spending less. And Optimal Startup Daily is perfect for entrepreneurs or anyone looking to make money on the side. You can find all of these in the same place you're hearing this show. And now, let's hear the first part of today's post and start optimizing your life. Become a Jedi, How the Force Can Help You Get in Shape, Part 1, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Want to learn the ways of the Force? Good, you're in the right spot. Here is your step-by-step guide to use to becoming a fitness Jedi master. Yes, I realize this might sound a bit ridiculous, but hear me out. Instead of lightsabers and billowy robes, I'll be discussing how to get you in the best shape of your life and into pants that fit. You must unlearn what you have learned. Unfortunately, there's a lot of information out there when it comes to losing weight and getting in shape. If your idea of a balanced breakfast is a bagel and a glass of orange juice, we have a lot of work to do. What about exercise? Let me know if this sounds familiar. Spend 30 to 45 minutes on a treadmill or elliptical. Wander over to a few machines, crank out a few reps on various exercises, go do some crunches on a mat, then drive home, drink a Gatorade, and feel good about yourself. Your heart is in the right place, but it is misguided. You might think lifting weights will make you bulky. Hours of cardio is the best way to lose weight, and drinks like Gatorade and vitamin water are good for you. Young Padawan, you have much to learn. So let's start by forgetting whatever you think you know, unless you've been getting your info from Nerd Fitness or from me. Luckily, there is hope for you yet. Find your Yoda. Mentors are invaluable. Obi-Wan had Qui-Gon Jinn, Luke had Yoda, and I have Mike Rickett. Every time Mike, a fitness guru with 20 plus years of experience, comes into town, I learn more from him in an hour over dinner than I could learn in a week of reading any fitness book. I'm glad I have Mike to teach me new exercises, new routines, and push me to be a more well-rounded and balanced individual. You need to find your own Yoda. If you want to run marathons, find somebody who has run multiple marathons and borrow the best parts from their routine. If you want to be a better ultimate frisbee player, hop on some message boards and find the best players in your local league and how they prepare for events. If you want to be a better weightlifter, if you want to make sure your form is good on your exercises, ask around and find a great trainer to get you started. If you want to lose a lot of weight, find others that have been successful in doing so. Learn the ways of the Force. The Force is responsible for everything that a Jedi does and how he acts. It's the life force that binds everything together. When getting in shape, you need to learn the ways of the Force and understand how everything in your life is interconnected. Your bad diet can and will affect your performance in the gym. Your poor sleeping habits can and will affect your weight loss. Your daily exercising can and have a positive influence on how you eat. The Force affects everything around you. Exercising every day but eating and sleeping poorly will not give you the results you want. You need to find a good balance in your diet and exercise programs, focusing on actionable goals and results. Once you learn that everything is connected and that everything you do affects everything else, you are one step closer to becoming who you want to be. This journey will change your life. As you start to change your diet and begin exercising regularly, you will start to sleep better and feel better. You'll have a newfound sense of confidence, which will allow you to exercise more in public and eat better in public. Every action you take will either lead you closer to the dark side, boo, or the light side, yay. Once you are armed with this information, the choice is yours. This is some rescue. You came in here and you didn't have a plan for getting out? I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you. Remember that great scene? As it turns out, and Princess Leia so readily noted, Luke only kind of had a rescue plan. Luckily, R2-D2 bailed everybody out of the compactor. If you don't have a walking trash can to help keep you in line, you're going to need a good plan if you want to succeed. Most importantly, you need to be like a Jedi, direct and specific. Saying, I want to get in shape is half-assed. I want to lose 20 pounds by June 2nd is a plan. Saying, I'm going to work out today is half-assed. I'm going to do 4 sets of squats, 5 sets of bench presses, 3 sets of pull-ups, and then do 3 sets of planks is a plan. Saying, I want to eat better is half-assed. I'm going to cut all the processed carbs out of my diet and give up soda is a plan. The more you can plan ahead, the less you'll have to improvise along the way, and the less chance you have of ending up in a trash compactor. If you want to be a kick-ass Jedi, you need to plan your workouts like sets, reps, time of workout, etc., before you walk into the gym, so you know exactly what you need to accomplish to advance your training. To be continued. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled, Become a Jedi, How the Force Can Help You Get in Shape, by Steve Camp of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
And I'll read the rest of it in tomorrow's episode. I completely agree with Steve's last few tips about planning. One of my favorite quotes that I often share with clients and patients, especially those who want to lose weight or get into an exercise regimen, is this: if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Weight Watchers. Yeah, I know the term Weight Watchers may lead to some sort of reflex, oh, that's a fad diet or whatever, but that quote is genius, and it is so true. I have found repeatedly that if folks don't plan their workouts, plan their meals, they often revert back to their old habits. And basically what Steve was referring to when he mentioned planning was this idea of SMART goals. SMART goals are those that are very specific, they're measurable, they're action-oriented. They're not focused on necessarily results, but they're realistic, and they often involve some sort of time constraint. And that's basically what Steve was mentioning earlier when he was saying, I'm going to go to the gym at 8 a.m. this morning, I'm going to do 4 sets of this, 3 sets of that. That's basically a SMART goal, and that's what I would encourage you all to do. Now, once again, if you like this idea of reading blogs to you, come check out our other 3 podcasts. Just search the word optimal in your favorite podcast app, and all 4 of our podcasts should come up. This wraps up our 143rd episode. This is all thanks to you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for coming back. Thank you for sharing this with a family member or a friend. I'll see you back here in about 24 hours where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.